With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. The Ministry of Information and Communication Technology has given an update on the recent cybersecurity attacks targeting Telecom Namibia and the Ministry of Health and Social Services. Speaking at the Government Information Center in Windhoek today, Executive Director Ibed Nashandi of the Office of the Prime Minister addressed the breach as the OPM is responsible for managing cybersecurity issues.
While the investigation is really ongoing in order to establish if the attack is extended to other systems, we, as the Office of the Prime Minister, we are continuously updating our cybersecurity frameworks and also the protocols, and to include third-party system vulnerability testing so that we reduce the possibility of any such event reoccurring. I just want also to clarify that at this point, only the information that relates to the Minister of Health and Social Services was compromised.
The Executive Director of the Ministry of Health and Social Services, Ben Nangombe, also addressed the impact of the cyber attack on the ministry.
The cyber attacks are things that happen from time to time. As such, ensuring cyber security is part and parcel of the everyday businesses of our institutions. Going forward, the dashboard will be deployed in a new environment with updated security patches, and all user logins details will be changed. So what does that mean? It means this dashboard was accessed because it was deployed and published on the internet. That's how the hackers gained access to it. Now the dashboard has been taken offline and is going to be within that environment.
Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia CEO Emilia Ngikembwa, speaking at the Government Information Center, explained the systems in place to address cyber attacks.
When both incidences occurred, both at Telecom and at the Ministry of Health, the cybersecurity team within CREN sat down with both teams, and we then worked them through coordinating and ensuring that we overcome the challenge that we were facing. These incidences also serve as a call to action for all stakeholders, and this is really government entities, private sector operators, to adopt internationally recognized best practices to enhance our cybersecurity posture. Measures such as conducting regular security assessment, encrypting sensitive data, implementing multi-factor authentication, applying timely software updates, especially the patches.
From elsewhere, Mkhonto we Sizwe Party President Jacob Zuma claims there is a group of rich white people who had never stopped planning to take over the country. Newsroom Africa quotes Zuma as saying they have infiltrated his former party, the African National Congress, and that they are now running the country.
I don't want to say every white is playing a wrong thing. No. There are some white people who seem to have been planning for this country all the time with all the money in their hands, and they succeeded to recruit some of the people, and they are actually running the country. There are companies here in South Africa that have everything you can think of, including the broom to sweep, is owned by the biggest companies and people in this country. I'm just forgetting their names. Who are they? Unfortunately, you will help me.
The European Union has opened an investigation against TikTok and the role it played in the recent elections in Romania. The presidential race was annulled and delayed amid reports that Russia was using the social media site to influence voters. William Denzelow reports from Brussels.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says that swift and firm action is needed when election interference is suspected. After ordering TikTok to freeze and preserve data at the start of the month, the EU has now launched an investigation into the Chinese company. TikTok suspected of breaching the EU's Digital Services Act by not mitigating risks when it comes to election integrity, especially during Romania's election. Nationalist NEU sceptic Calin Georgescu, surprise win in the first round of presidential voting was followed by an announcement from the country's intelligence service that they suspected Russia of using the platform to manipulate voters.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.